Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis in Maseches Shabbos. We're holding on the bottom of Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph at the last Mishnah on the page. So the Mishnah is going to talk about a kli that was that you heat up water in, and you want to put cold water in it after you remove it from the fire. So Hamecham Shepinahu, you have a small kettle, let's say, that you removed it and it's not on the fire anymore. Lo Yitein L'Tochotzonin, you're not allowed to put cold water in it, Bishvil Sheichamu, that it should then warm up from the warm water. But you could put cold water into the mecham or into a cup in order to just take away its chill. So we're going to have to explain what this means. So my ka'amar, what's the Tana of the Mishnah telling us? What does it mean, shepinahu? When does the Tana hold that you're allowed to put a kos of mayim in it? And when does the Tana hold you're not allowed to put water into it? So cold water into it. Amar avadamar masna hachi ka'amar. This is how to read the Mishnah. Hamecham shepina mimenu mayim chamin. Lo yitin l'tocho mayim muatim. If you have a hot kettle that you took the hot water that was in it out of it, you should not put into it a small amount of cold water, kedei sheyichamu, to heat up that cold water. Avnosin l'tocho mayim merubim. But if you put in a large amount of cold water, that's fine, kedei lahavshiran, because it's only going to take out the chill from the water, but it's not going to actually warm it up. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second, why are you allowed to put in a lot of water, valo mitzaref? Aren't you going to be mechazik the kli in that way? If a kli was very hot and then you suddenly put a lot of cold into it, it solidifies the kli. So forget about the melach of bishul; it's an isra of asiyas kli. This is more Rabbi Shimon he. Dam davar shem miskavin mutter. Now clearly that's not your intention. I want to assume, like the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, that a davar shem miskavin is mutter. Maskef la Abaye. So Abaye asks on Rav Adbar Masna's interpretation: Midi mecham shapina mimenu mayim katani. Does it say a kettle that you remove the water from the kettle? Is that really what the Mishnah is talking about? Mechem shepino hu katani. It says in the Mishnah that you remove the kettle. Sounds like you remove the kettle itself from the fire, but not that you've taken the water out of the kettle. Ela amrabai hachikam. Rabbi says, now here's the real pshat. Hamechem shepino hu v'yesh bo mayim chamin. If you took a kettle off of a fire and it has hot water in it, lo yitin l'tocho mayim mu'atin b'shvil sheyichamu, don't put a small amount of water into it that will then be heated by the large amount of water, but you could pour a lot of cold water into it to just take out the chill of the water. And then Abaye adds that if you were to actually remove the water from the kettle, then there's no way you're allowed to put any cold water into it, because that's going to be mitzarif the kli, that's going to strengthen the kli. And we're actually assuming, like the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, that a davar shem miskaven aser. So basically we have two interpretations of the Mishnah. One interpretation of the Mishnah is that if you removed the hot water from the kli, you're only allowed to put in a small amount of cold water, but not a large amount of cold water. I'm sorry, you're only allowed to put in a large amount of cold water, but not a small amount of cold water. And we're not worried about Siruf Kli, because we're assuming it's a Davar Shein Miskaven, which is Motzer according to Rabbi Shimon. And the other interpretation is no, that if the water's still in the Kli, you're allowed to put in a large amount of water, of cold water, but not a small amount of cold water. But if the Kli is empty, then you're not allowed to put in any amount of water, because it's going to be Mitzarif the Kli. And we're assuming, like Rabbi Yehuda, that even though it's a Davar Shein Miskaven, a Davar Shein Miskaven is Aser. So now the Gemara brings that Rav and Shmuel disagree about how to interpret the Mishnah. Amrav lo shanu elo la Havshir, avalitzarif, asur, shmalamar afilitzarif nami mutter. That Rav says, the Mishnah only says that you're allowed to put a lot of water into the kli when you put it in order to take the chill out of the water. But if you remove the hot water from the kli and you put cold water in order to strengthen the kli, that's going to be asur. And Shmuel says, even if you remove the hot water from the kli and you put in cold water and it's going to strengthen the kli, that's also going to be mutter. Says Mar, l'tzarif l'chachil l'mishari, what? You're allowed to do that on purpose to strengthen the kli? Ela'i itmar hachi itmar. No. Here's how the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel should be reported. Amar Rav, lo shanu. The Mishnah only says that you're allowed to put into the mecham, that you're allowed to put cold water, ela shir lahafshir, the amount of water that would not really get heated, it would only cool down, it would only take the chill out of the water, and therefore wouldn't also not be able to be mitzarif the kli, because it's not going to fill up the entire mecham. Aval shir litzarif, but if you're putting in enough water that would normally be mitzarif a kli, then aser, then it's going to be aser. Shmuel amar, afilu shir litzarif, even if you put in enough water to be mitzarif the kli, mutter. Even that's going to be mutter, because it's you're not having kavana that the water should be mitzarif the mecham. And the davashen miskavin is mutter, like the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. Says Gemara, really? The meimer, the shmuel, Rabbi Shimon, severely? The shmuel, hold like Rabbi Shimon, that a davashen miskavin is mutter? Vamar shmuel, mechabin gachel, shalmatechus, brishus rabbin, shalshli, zokapa rabbin. Shmuel holds you're allowed to extinguish a metal coal that's discarded in orishus rabbin in order that people don't get hurt from it, because it's not really kivoy that's also min haTorah. The isur to be mechaba on Shabbos is only a gzera midra. This to be mechaba this on Shabbos is only a gzera midrabanan, and they would not go there b'makom nezek l'rabim, because people can get hurt. Avaloga chel shalit. But if it's a wooden coal, then you're not allowed to extinguish it, because that's an isur d'oraisa. V'yisal kadai tuchsev like Rabbi Shimon afilu shalit nami. But if he holds like Rabbi Shimon that davar sheinu miskaven is mutter, then he should have been matir being mechaba gachel shalit as well, because forget about davar shein miskaven. Rabbi Shimon also holds a melacha shein tzricha l'gufa, you're not going to be chayiv. It's only asur midrabanan. So this kivoy is certainly a melacha shein tzricha l'gufa. You don't need anything over here that burnt and was extinguished. You're just trying to prevent it from burning other people. So if Shmuel really holds like Rabbi Shimon about melach shein shrich l'gufa, he should have been matir extinguishing a gechela shel etz as well. So answers Gemara, yeah, but those are two totally separate issues. But davar shein miskaven sav like Rabbi Shimon about melach shein shrich l'gufa sav like Rabbi Yehuda. It could very well be that Shmuel, when it comes to davar shein miskaven, holds like Rabbi Shimon that your potter and the davar shein miskaven is mutter. But when it comes to melach shein shrich l'gufa, it could be holds like Rabbi Yehuda that Yichayev from Melach Shein Shrich L'Gufa, and that's why he said you're not allowed to extinguish the Gacheles Shel Eitz. Okay, so Bez Hashem, we will pick up next time toward the top of Mem Beis Amud Aleph at Amar Ravina. Actually, you know, let's just go another couple lines. Let's get to the two dots. Amar Ravina, Hilkach, from the fact that Shmuel says that you're allowed to be Mechaba Gacheles Shel Mateches and Rosh Hashanah Rabin, since all these three Shabbos are Drabanan or Mutar Makom Nezek L'Rabim. So we could also learn that Kotz Bereshus Rabim Malicha Pachas Pachas Mi'Arbamos, that if you see a thorn that could damage people that's in Bereshus Rabim, you're allowed to carry it less than 4 Amos at a time, because that's only going to be an Isser D'Rabbanan, and in order to prevent Nezek to the Rabim, you're allowed to do that. Ubekarmelis Afilu Tuva, and if it's in a Karmelis where carrying in the first place is only an Isser D'Rabbanan, then you can carry it straight even more than 4 Amos at a time, because anything that's a Nezek L'Rabim you're allowed to violate an in order to remove the Nezek L'Rabim. Okay, so Bez Hashem, next time we will pick up at the two dots on the top of Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph.